He washes his hands. The night of Yodif. You come home Friday night, and before you make Kiddush, you wash your hands. So he holds, Rav holds, that Aloto Yodav lo yikadish. You should not go make Kiddush now. Because if you're going to make Kiddush, that's going to be a sukkah between the Netilah Shavayim and the eating of the bread, the Hamoitzi. And you'll have to wash your hands over again. And the Chur, if you first you wash your hands, and you made a bracha on Netilah Shavayim, you're going to make a bracha of Atolah. So therefore, you yourself should not go ahead and make Kiddush now. Rather, let somebody else make Kiddush. So even though you'll be Yitzhak Kiddush for him, Al Shemeya kind of, you hear his Kiddush, but just hearing it, you didn't speak out, it's not called you made a Hefzik. So therefore, the bracha you made on Netilah Shavayim is good, and then you'll make a Maitzi right after Kiddush. But you yourself, we all can't make Kiddush. So Rashbam, not the Yod Loi Kaddish. El Acha Yikaddish, let somebody else make the Kiddush. Vu Yitzhi Dechavosei Bishmiya. He'll just hear Kiddush. Ushtiya. The Enkan Esachadas. He won't, there's no Esachadas then. Meyachna Shuatzmoy Einem Avorach. Avlu Atzmoloi Yikaddish, im not the Yod, Kseh Shuyachal, Al Smach Nathil Lathaya Kiddush. The Kiddush Masik, Penatil Achilam. Because if you wash your hands first, and then you go to make Kiddush, he holds making Kiddush is called the Hefzik. And it's not right. If you made a bracha on Tilo Shadayim, you'd be mafsik in between. You're going to have to wash over again. So therefore, the answer is, you yourself should not make Kiddush. Let somebody else make Kiddush. That was Rav's Kiddush. So the Gemara, Omalu Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmo Bar Masam, Akati Loi Nach Nashi the Rav. Rav himself was not nifted, didn't die yet. Shechach Ninu, Lishmaititei. We forgot what Rav himself taught us. What does he mean to say? That Zimnin once happened, Sagi and Heve came in the time of the Rav. It once happened, or a few times it happened, that I was standing in front of Rav. Zimnin sometimes, when Rav made Kiddush Friday night, it depends. Zimnin sometimes, the Chaviv Ole Riftam, sometimes he liked bread very much, is Mekadosh HaRifta. The thing is, if you like bread very much, you have a right to make Kiddush on the Lechem. Zimnin sometimes, the Chaviv Ole Chamra, Mekadosh HaChamra. Sometimes what he did was he made Kiddush on Yain, not on the bread. But our core point of the kasher is, how can he make Kiddush on lechem, on bread? L'chura, right after Kiddush, you have to eat the bread. So you have to wash your hands beforehand. Come to say, you have to wash your hands first, and then you go and make Kiddush, and then you'll eat the bread. Now, according to you, you're telling me Rav says that's a hefzik. You're telling me Rav says that if you not wash your hands first and then make Kiddush, it's all the hefzik. You can't do that. And here Rav himself did like that. Rav himself sometimes washed his hands first, then he made Kiddush on the lechem, and then he ate it. So here you see clearly it's not called a hefzik. And that's the halacha. Ramad, it's not called a hefzik. So Drashi, Rashbam, the Chaviv ule riftam. Show you wrong. Sometimes he's very hungry, and he likes bread better now. Is Mekadosh HaRifti. He went ahead and made Kiddush on bread. Alma, what do we see? Loi boi natil achrit. He doesn't have to wash his hands a second time. Elami kora moshe yodei. He washed his hands before he made Kiddush. V'yochon hama. And then he ate the bread. The Kiddush. He ate the bread of Kiddush. Alma Kiddush liachin natilo loi choshev hasechadas. That's not considered a hasechadas. V'chein hilchasa. That's the halacha of the Rashbam. To me, shenoto yodov kredim Kiddush. Whoever went to wash his hands before he made Kiddush, and then even if he made Kiddush alayayin, still the din is, ein tzorech lachs of litlon. You don't have to wash your hands a second time. Acha Kiddush. It's not only if you want to make Kiddush on bread do we say you can wash your hands before. Even if you want to make Kiddush on wine, but you're allowed to wash your hands beforehand and then eat the bread afterwards. So to me, lechatchila, what should you do? Moizgin avada, first have the yayin, but for avada like we do. Metchila, we make Kiddush first. The yachakach little yadayin. And then we wash our hands. Kibay silim set the brachas. So Kobam, this is the famous Gemara here, that if you want to, you could make Kiddush on bread. So even though the Gemara is mashmir from Rav, that says that Rav, when he liked bread better, he'd make Kiddush on bread. I think the halacha though, we don't make Kiddush on bread. It's only if you don't have yayin. But Kozman, you have yayin, we hold the zechshivis in making Kiddush dafka la yayin. Like we dashed the Gemara before. So achreya wa la yayin, it's an Indian to make Kiddush dafka on yayin. It's only if you don't have yayin, you're allowed to make Kiddush at least Friday night on bread. Shabbos by daytime not. But Shabbos by night, you're allowed to make Kiddush on bread. And we also hold that it's not called a hefzik. If you wash your hands first, you could make Kiddush and then eat the bread. But Omar Rav Pune, Omar Rav, Toam Eina Mekadosh. Let's say somebody by mistake ate something Friday night before he made Kiddush. If you ate something, you can't make Kiddush anymore Friday night. By the law, you have to wait till tomorrow morning to make Kiddush. It's an inyan to make Kiddush when you're still hungry, not when you ate something. Rashbam toyim. Imochal, if somebody ate something, lo yikadosh kol alayla. He's not allowed to make kiddush anymore Friday night. El lomocha koydim suda. But tomorrow, Shabbos by day, he'll make kiddush. That's the way Rav Chonin bar Chinin holds. Rav Huna Merav says here. Tonim yikadosh. Rabboi minei Rav Chonin bar Chinin. Merav Huna. Toya mar sheyavdol. What about my Avdolah? You came on my Tzoy Shabbos, by mistake you ate something before you made Avdolah. Are you allowed to make Avdolah, or do you have to wait till tomorrow? Omale, he said over, I myself hold Toya Mavdol. Even though you ate, you shouldn't have done it, but now that you did it, you are allowed to make Avdolah right away. For Ravasi Yoma, Ravasi Yodzo, Toya made Mavdol. Avdolah is the same thing. If by mistake, even by mistake, you went to eat something before you made Avdolah, you're not allowed to make Avdolah that night. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. Vaisless, you have to make Avdolah and Kiddush when you're still hungry before you ate something. We'll soon see the halacha, we don't hold like this. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Ikloi levei Ravasi. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba went to visit Ravasi. Ishtoli v'toyim midi. He forgot himself, and he ate something before he made Avdolah. Is hovulei kukosa, then later they gave him the kais, the Avdol, and he made Avdolah. So even though he ate something first, still he made Avdolah. So Omer le v'suha, so Ravasi's wife asked him, V'yomar lo yod hochi. Like his wife asked Ravasi, you yourself don't hold like this. So how come you're letting him do like this? How come you're letting Rabbi Yirmiyah go make Avdolah? As you yourself hold, you're not allowed to make Avdolah now. Omer le, Ravasi answered back to his wife and told her, Shavke, leave him alone. Kirabe srirle. In other words, it's making up a new Kiddush now. There is a shita like that. He's doing like his Rebbe taught him. His Rebbe taught him that even though he ate something before Avdolah, still the din is you're allowed to make Avdolah. And Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Shmuel, Toam Einu Mekadosh. He holds, if you ate something by mistake Friday night before Kiddush, you should know you're not allowed to make Kiddush anymore Friday night. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. Toam Einu Mavdol. It's the same halacha applies to Avdolah. That if you ate before you made Avdolah, before Avdolah, you're not allowed to make Avdolah Mitzvah Shabbos. You rather have to wait until the next day to make Avdolah. It's not covered to make a bracha, to make Avdolah if you just ate. You have to wait till the next day until you're still hungry, then it's called covered habracha to make Avdolah then. Rabbi says, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Shmuel. Toyam Mekadosh, this is the halacha. No, that even though somebody made a mistake and he ate something Friday night before he made Kiddush, the din is you could make Kiddush. And Toyam Avdolah, the same thing about Avdolah. Even though you did eat something before Avdolah, so what? Without the mitzvah to make Avdolah right away or to make Kiddush right away, the fact you ate something, that doesn't scare you. You don't without have to make it on an empty where you didn't eat yet. Even though you ate, still you're allowed to do it. And that's the halacha. And Omar Rava, Hilchasa, Toya Mekadosh, V'Toya Mavdol. That's the halacha.